You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Sydney Central School. For the second time in two nights, it's going to be the neighborhood rivalry. Everyone talks about Sydney and Unitigo. This one not maybe quite as intense as the boys' game last night. Last night was our most listened-to ball game as far as the folks logging on from all over the country, including Hawaii, Florida, New York City, all over our great land. And tonight, I know we've got folks from Florida tuning in, and we'll find out from Joe where else people are logging in from. But he did say that last night's big, very exciting boys game was number one for the season. And this tonight is game number 16, if you're keeping score. But it is Sydney putting their undefeated mark on the line tonight against the Unitigo Spartans, a team that is struggling for offensive continuity, struggling for offensive points and quantity. And it's just the type of game that they might be able to shock the Sydney Lady Warriors tonight, and they are hoping to do so. Greg Bonskowski has Kayla Comenda back, and that's going to help as their 7-person roster goes back to the 8-person roster. We start our ball game tonight with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you conveniently by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both games the best in tonight's game. Greg Bonskowski and the Unitigo Lady Spartans. And it's Brad Aldrich, coach of the Sydney Lady Warriors. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, with rights granted by Section 4, any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So trying to get the basketballs out for the girls to warm up with, because it's a secret back here that where they're located. So I had to do my part. And like I said, looking forward to this game. Unitigo, of course, was the power the last couple of years, or a power the last couple of years, struggling this year. But they still have a winning record, 4-3 in the league. They lost to Green in the game we covered on Thursday, January the 16th, by 38-32 score. That was in overtime, and that was the game that really dragged on, as nobody could put the ball in the ocean, as I like to say. But Green survived that game anyway and won. Unitigo hopes to get back on the winning track against Sydney, who has won all four of their games in the calendar year of 2014. Unadilla Valley by 1 point on a Kelsey Decker 3-point heave at the end. They were down 17 points to Afton, came back to win 53-51. They trailed at halftime against Delhi, came back to win by 11. And Deposit was a relative breeze as they won by 40 points, 64-24. So they're 6-0, 6-5 overall. And right now, I wouldn't say they're locked into a top four spot for the MAC, but it's a pretty good bet. Although some of their challenges, biggest challenges are coming up, and this is one of the first ones in that challenge series. So we're going to take a break, come back, talk to you a little bit more about both teams. The JV game, by the way, a squeaker, won by Sydney, 24-21. Stick around. We're going to talk about Sydney and Unitigo, the girls tonight at the MAC in Sydney, and it's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney for the second night in a row. Busy week for us again. Second straight week of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tomorrow night, we sort of take a break from the MAC schedule with Harpersville hosting Seton Catholic in girls basketball, a game that I had to choose because I wanted to see Harpersville in some stiffer competition than Seton Catholic, who defeated Sydney by about 30 points earlier in the season. I think will provide that competition. And that's with Harpersville's Tatiana Sosnowski being questionable for tomorrow night's game. I think in the bottom line, if there is any question, I think they'll hold her out because that would, it's not as important in the non-league game. I mean, it does put their undefeated mark at question, but, you know, sometimes you'll kind of like to have a one on the end just so you know, the pressure's not totally on to keep undefeated through the whole season. But we're here for Sydney Unitigo, and I want to thank Coach Greg Bonskowski for providing some Unitigo stats, and I'd also like to thank Brad Aldrich for providing some Sydney stats. All I had to do was ask. So they say, ask and ye shall receive. That's exactly what I got. So, like I said, the Spartans have been struggling as of late, getting points on the scoreboard. They lost to Harpersville by 20, game it did on the 14th. Before that, they defeated Delhi 44-27, and before that, Deposit 47-26. But the Thursday night game was bewildering, as Green just sort of packed everything in and dared them to shoot from the outside, and this is not an outside shooting team, with the exception of sophomore Samantha Picard, who has, I believe, six three-pointers, and the team has a total of seven. She's got six, and Kayla Comenda has one. Now, it's good news for them that Kayla Comenda comes back. I was watching her warm up. She seems to be okay coming back from that getting her tonsils removed. So it wasn't anything physical except from the neck up. So she's good to go. And free throw shooting, well, both teams are poor free throw shooters. That's the only way to say it. Unitigo is 64 for 152. That's 42%. Cassidy Newman gets to the line the most and has the best percentage at 58.6. She's made 34 out of 58 free throw tries. Marissa Woodard gets her almost as much. She's got three less than Cassidy, but she has made 21 less times. 13 for 55. That's less than 25%. And then the other girls really don't get there that much. Courtney Bullis is 9 for 18, and Megan Faulkner is 6 for 11. So overall, 42.11. But then you look at the Sydney girls, and they're shooting 47.4%. They are 83 for 175. Their best free throw shooter is Kelsey Decker. Fortunately for Sydney, she gets to the line more than anybody, 27 for 48. Connor Decker, her cousin, is 6 for 11 at 54%. Everybody else is under 50% and for 50% or lower. So that is something that if they're going to be a factor in this Final Four for the MAC and sectionals, really has to step up a lot. Sydney's leader in rebounds per game is Bethany Carl at 7.5 points per game. Very scrappy as an underneath player, despite not having a lot of height. Kelsey Decker second on the team at 6.4, and Jolene Crom is third at 6.3. Connor Decker, despite some limited minutes in the first part of the season, she leads the team with 9 blocks. The leader in steals is sophomore Jolene Crom with 19, Kelsey Decker second with 18, and points led by Kelsey Decker's 11.5. Next is Jolene Crom at 7.1, and then Bethany Carl at 6.3. They also do not put the ball in the basket too much, 39.5 as far as an average for points. Unitigo is averaging 41.8, their opponents 37.4. So at least their defense is holding on and keeping them in most games, which is why they have a winning record. About less than 6 minutes away from our national anthem and the introduction of starting lineups. Not sure if I'm going to be asked to do the lineups tonight or not, but I guess I need to be prepared with that. And let's see. Coming up for Unitigo after this, they'll host Hancock on Friday night. Shenango Forks in a non-league game Monday night. And then Tuesday night, it will be senior night, home versus Afton. So how about that? Four games in about 6 nights. Sydney, on the other hand, well, they're hosting Unitigo tonight. I will be at Bainbridge Guilford Friday for Sydney versus BG. Those are two teams that are going to be pretty much, not a guarantee, but pretty much assured of being in the top four. And then Tuesday the 28th, they'll host Oxford. And Friday night, it will be at Harpersville. That game will be on Friday, January the 31st. So let's see what we got. Let's take another break. When we come back, it'll be closing down the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, getting ready for tonight's starting lineups and national anthem. Stick around. It's Unitigo versus Sydney in the girls. Girls for Unitigo, 4-3 on the season in the league anyway, and Sydney a perfect 6-0, and we'll be back with more of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. Featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Yashi. Okay. All right, we are going to be having a live national anthem tonight, so let Joe Gardner know we won't be taking that usual break. Good thing we took the break when we did. So games, let's see, get out my handy-dandy schedule for next week. Next week will be, well, it's choice. It's option time on the 28th. It's going to be either Bainbridge-Guilford at Unadilla Valley or possibly Unitigo at Apton. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, also an option. Friday looks like Unitigo at Unadilla Valley, I believe, on the boys. Because those, again, Unitigo trying to clinch that top seed into the championship, or the final four, as it were. Let's see, making sure Unitigo boys are, yep, Friday, January 31st at Unadilla Valley. That's exactly right. Might finish with Sydney and Harpersville on Saturday, February 1st. Not sure on that one yet. At this point, we got to see where the standings are and everything. And you'll have a mic there, too, as well. So you'll have two microphones, just so you know. Okay? All right. So Paul Sims is doing the sportsmanship and all that good stuff. And very shortly, we will have a live national anthem by Sandy Fiasci. Just met her 2 minutes ago. And let's see, Unitigo, just for window dressing here, will be in the dark green with black numbers and white trim. Sydney in their white uniforms with Sydney and numbers in maroon. So very shortly, we'll have our live national anthem. And I think we're about ready. Not a bad crowd here either. Not nearly as crowded as last night, but still a good crowd. Sydney student section well represented. And Unitigo folks are here in mass as well. So pulling trend, they are going for the upset tonight against Sydney. So here we go with the national anthem. Sandy Fiasci will be singing our national anthem.
Oh. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Keep that. Starting lineups. All right. Nicely done. And now we'll have our starting lineups announced by Mr. Paul Sims.
And now the starting lineups. First for the visiting Spartans from Unitigo. A senior guard, number 20, Courtney Bullis. A senior guard, number 23, Kayla Kamenda. Junior forward, number 24, Cassidy Newman. Sophomore guard, number 22, Samantha Picard. And a senior forward, number 33, Marissa Woodard. The Spartans are coached by Mr. Greg Bonskowski. And now for your Sydney Lady Warriors. Senior guard, number 15, Kelsey Decker.
If they didn't wait for the other team to have their cheer.
Senior guard, number 1, Riley Janung.
Ouch.
Senior forward, number 11, Bethany Carl. Senior forward, number 14, Taylor Crom. And sophomore forward, number 23, Jenna McDonald. Your Lady Warriors are coached by Mr. Brad Aldrich.
All right, we got it covered. Thank you very much. And looks like there is one injury on our docket, and that is Sydney's Michaela Finkbeiner has a cast on one of her legs, or one of her feet, so she is not. She's in her jersey, but not. Looks like she's got a pair of fashion boots. So I was taken aback with the. She's limping, but I don't see a brace after all. It's just fancy boots. All right. So we'll put this microphone down for now. Maybe a post-game interview. You never know. I've already been offered a post-game interview by one of the Sydney players. So Michaela Finkbeiner won't be available. It is Riley Janung, Bethany Carl, Taylor Crom, Kelsey Decker, and Jenna McDonald. Alphabetically by numbers. And for Unitigo, Courtney Bullis, Samantha Picard, Cassidy Newman, Marissa Woodard, and the return of Kayla Kamenda. So we're about set to go. Everybody playing for that defensive tap. And sure enough, Decker out jumps Woodard for the tip. And we've got Sydney basketball moving to my left. Traditionally, Unitigo likes to play zone. They've got a zone, and there's a steal by Kamenda right from the start. And now it's Unitigo on the offense. So Kayla Kamenda taking up where Kellen Kamenda left off last night. And the big win by Unitigo over Sydney. Driving in, they'll kick it across the lane, intended for Kamenda, no good. I can see right now I got an official that's going to be in my way. Well, two turnovers to start out. Similar to how Unitigo Green started out last week. Taylor Crom over to Jenna McDonald. Swings it to the right for Kelsey Decker. Gives her room for three. Takes it, but it's off the back of the rim. Rebound not quite secured, but Kamenda got it. And passed it, beat Decker to it, and passes to Courtney Bullis, who is the point guard. Marissa Woodard out in the, way out in the open court. Nice backdoor pass, but it's broken up by Janung. Decker to bring it up for Sydney. Well, the JV game is extremely low scoring. Let's see if the varsity follows suit like it did last week. There's a ball that's kicked inadvertently by Picard, and there are certain types of kicks that no longer are called, so that was one of them. It does not really interfere with the play. To the high post for McDonald. She throws one up, literally throws one up. No good, and Woodard rebounds for Unitigo. Newman hit the deck, but she's right back up and running down the floor. Bullis dribbling over to the left side. Bounce pass into Newman, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Cassidy. I've seen this before. Of course, last night's boys game, there weren't many points scored in the first 3 minutes. So Janung and Carl have it on the outside together. Now it's Decker. Kamenda going for the steal. Decker able to retrieve the ball over to Bethany Carl. Now it's Janung. 8 on the shot clock. Decker back to Janung. Down to the point, down to the baseline for Carl, and it is saved, but that should not have been allowed to count. Sydney plays on like they're supposed to, and Bethany Carl will score the point, and that's got Unitigo understandably up in arms. And I'll tell you why, because Bethany Carl, with 3 seconds on the shot clock, airballed it. Nobody touched, it did not touch the rim, so the shot clock never should have reset. And Sydney played on and will benefit on the 2 points. Bullis double-teamed. It goes out of bounds right in front of Coach Ponskowski. And Bullis will inbound. Sydney putting on some full-court pressure, much like they did against Afton. Very successful. Pass comes in and knocked away by Janung into the crowd here to my left. Bullis will inbound again, a little closer to half court. Bullis, nice lead pass to Picard. Picard guarded by Janung. Backs it out to Kamenda and now Courtney Bullis. 2-0, 5:15 to go, Sydney. And a basket that probably never should have counted. And a steal inside by Taylor Crom. Well, sloppy play. And the one basket that did score should not have counted. I think we've had this crazy kind of scenario before. Taylor Crom, bounce pass down low. Knocked away, though, by Kamenda. She's had an awful good first 3 minutes of defense. Couple of steals. And a couple of deflections. Here's Picard at the elbow right side. Nothing there. Good tight man-to-man defense by Sydney. Newman goes inside. Blocking foul on Taylor Crom. Non-shooting. Crom's first foul, and thank goodness tonight we know the fouls up on the board. Nice pass in from Bullis to Newman. Off the glass, too hard. Rebound, Woodard. Left side, good. We're tied at 2. Marissa Woodard's first points coming on the offensive rebound. So we're tied at 2. Janung for Sydney. Decker left side 3. Short. Rebound inside. McDonald missed it. Kelsey Decker gets it and puts it up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Sydney aggressive on the offensive boards. It'll be Decker at the line. Sydney's leading free throw shooter. Shooting 2, and that foul is on Cassidy Newman. Shot is up and missed by Decker. She came in shooting 56.3 at 27 for 48. This will be her 50th attempt of the season, and I'll be able to figure out the percentage accordingly. She makes it. So she's shooting 56%. Substitution after that made shot, it'll be Connor Decker, who is the team leader in blocks, and more of a defensive presence than offensive presence so far for her first year as a sophomore coming up, transferring from Afton. So here comes Unitigo. They're trailing 3-2. They have the ball. Courtney Bullis dribbles down into the left corner. Back out to Newman. Down low for Woodard. Turnaround is no good. Gets it again. And her follow-up shot, she's hit on the arm by Jenna McDonald. If Woodard can maintain inside there, she's either going to get some easy two-point baskets or she'll get to the foul line. Foul is on McDonald, her first, team second. Shot is up and good, and that is one of the things that Unitigo could use is the improved percentage by Marissa Woodard. She was less than 25% coming into this game. The shot is up. Oh, she's going to get another chance. Kelsey Decker with a violation, so it's a do-over with the clock stopped at 3:58 to go and tied at 3. Next shot is no good, so she didn't benefit. 1-for-3 in that series, and the Sydney rebounds McDonald to Decker, Kelsey Decker. The Bethany Carr, one dribble and cross court to Janung. That's a dangerous pass, sure enough. Picked off by Newman. Newman comes down, reverse layup, and it looks awful good. Nice play by Cassidy Newman. Going under the basket on the reverse, and then Woodard blocks the shot by McDonald, chased in the corner by Janung. And it's touched last by Janung as she dribbled on the end line. Well, there's a spark for the Spartans. 5-3, they take the lead, our first lead change of the ball game. Bullis down past half court for Unitigo. She likes to take that ball down to the left corner and then do something with it. She sure enough goes to Samantha Picard, back outside to Comenda. Kayla over to Picard, down low for Woodard. The turnaround blocked by Decker, Connor Decker, her 10th of the season, and what a timely block. Oh, Sydney might have, Bethany Carl might have gotten away with a double dribble there. I guess she did get away with a double dribble. I saw the look on her face, and she knew better, but hey, you play on till the whistle. Janung, outside, picked up by Comenda, around the screen. She's in the corner, lost the ball. It's on the floor, picked up by Cassidy Newman, and here comes Unitigo with a two-point lead. Bullis starting to the right this time, and Janung, poor timing, bumping hip to hip. Janung with her first foul, team's third. JV game won by Sydney in a squeaker, 24-21. Unitigo actually had a three-point shot at the buzzer that did not go in. 2:34 left, 5-3, and a pass that goes to Woodard is right through her legs, picked up by Connor Decker. Had Woodard turned around, she'd have a chance to pick that back up. Air ball three-pointer by Kelsey Decker. And Unitigo reminding her of that. And a timeout asked for, and I'm not sure by who, but it's a full timeout. 2:22 left in the first quarter. It's a low-scoring game. Unitigo up 5-3. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, we've got a ton of people logged in from the Norwich area, and one in particular saying, go Spartans. We've also got Brooksville, Florida, saying, go Sydney Warriors. And it is a tight game so far. 5-3, Unitigo leads by 2. And a 10-second violation. I waited to see if Comenda was going to pass the ball over half court. She didn't. Good defense by Sydney. A little full court pressure, and it adds up to a 10-second violation. 2:10 left in the first quarter. Sydney has a chance to tie or take the lead. Kelsey Decker to the perimeter passing. Jolene Crum is in the game now, as is Dawn Savino for Sydney. Savino capable of three-point shooting. The ball is going to go off of Picard's orange sneakers. Whenever I'm in doubt and I see her with the ball, I know exactly who it is based on the orange that clashes so much with the green. There's Jolene Crum for three, and it's good! Sydney regains the lead on the three-point shot by Jolene Crum, her first shot and basket of the game, 6-5. Bullis up the right side, double team, ball deflected. Picard catches it, though, comes down right to her. Diagonal pass to Comenda, shot inside the three-point line, no good. Picard finishes, And she gets fouled by Connor Decker, trying for the block. Good job by little Samantha Picard, the sophomore for Unitigo, who muscled up there with the girls taller than her and got the offensive rebound on the weak side. Fouls on Decker, her first, Connor Decker, that is. Picard, no good at the line. Picard this year is, well, this is only her second time at the free throw line, and she's consistent. She's 1-for-2 coming into the game. She's 1-for-2 tonight. Long pass picked off by Newman. 6-6 tie. Komenda comes to a streaking Newman. There's a bump and grind there, but the ball is loose. It's Woodard from Newman. High off the glass, no good. Kelsey Decker with a good leap for the rebound. Three ties already. Jolene Crom to Savino on the left baseline, and it's good for three. Dawn Savino and Jolene Crom, substitutions, both lighting it up from three. There's a steal by Decker inside off the full court press. Inbounds pass. What a flurry of points for Sydney. They've scored seven. Check that. They've scored nine in a row. Oh, wait. Let's see. 6-3, 6-5. No, six in a row. And a possession arrow. Bethany Carl's headband came off, and I was trying to... A 30-second timeout by Coach Bonskowski. But we'll stay here because it's almost the end of the quarter. 41.2 seconds to go. 11-6 the score. Sydney on top, and a couple of those were simply good defensive efforts. And sometimes, it may only happen once a season, when a team scores a basket and the opposition takes the ball out of bounds, sometimes they do it in a lackadaisical or a routine fashion. Kelsey Decker sensed that was happening, and sure enough, the pass was a simple bounce pass. She waited for it, got it, and up and in. That will happen every so often. So nice job there. 11-6, Sydney leads it. Three-pointers by Dawn Savino and Jolene Crom, plus the two-pointer from Kelsey Decker. And now it's Picard on the run, but she lost track of the ball. Jolene Crom with a pickup. Off to Savino. Savino at the point, over to Jolene Crom. Savino to the right side for Decker. Thought about a three, but it's going to wait. Has some patience. Back out to Savino. 15 on the shot clock. Long pass down low. Knocked away by Picard. I'm not sure why Carl was wanting to chase that down, because it was Picard off Picard's hands, but she pulled the hands back at the right time, so she didn't try to save it. Kelsey Decker will inbound. Goes right to Jolene Crom in the corner. The near corner. A true jump shot. 5 feet away. No good. Rebound. Cassidy Newman. And the outlet to Courtney Bullis. So Unitigo looking for some points. There's a deflected pass that almost went in the basket. It just fell short. Boy, wouldn't that have been something. 4.5 seconds to go for Sydney. Can they get it down for a decent shot? Decker's made one from half court before. 2 seconds. There's the heave, and it's short. Woodard and Crom waiting for it to come down. But Sydney on the surge by their subs. Savino and Crom hitting three-pointers. Take an 11-6 first quarter lead, trying to maintain that undefeated mark in the MAC. So second quarter action coming up on your all-live sports leader, WCDO.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovolamino January used vehicle sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January used vehicle sale at Scovolamino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Got a score from Bainbridge Guilford for you. BG hosting Green in girls competition. The BG girls defeated Green in the JV game, but the varsity game, it's BG 20, Green 14 at the half. Remember, it's BG, Unadilla Valley, Sydney, and Harpersville battling in the top four positions with Unitigo just a notch outside. And a win tonight would spur them toward a berth in the Final Four again this year. Sydney back with possession to start the second quarter. Jolene Crown lets it fly from the right wing. No good. Caught on the bounce by Kayla Comenda. It's Comenda, Bullis, Woodard, Newman, and Emily Slauson's in the game now for Unitigo. I want to make sure that was a 12. Yep, Emily Slauson, a 5'3 sophomore. And a travel called on Unitigo, who goes into somewhat of a zone. Bethany Carl, the turnaround off the glass, almost found a home, but it rolls off the left side, and it's rebounded by Slauson. The outlet to Bullis, crossover dribble left to right. Looks back at Coach Bonds, and that asks for a play. Uh-oh. Slauson lost her dribble over to Bullis. Bounce pass down to Newman, hard to across the way to Woodard. Nice play by Newman, because she could have gone up on the left side, but bounced it across the key to Marissa Woodard. Woodard with 5 points, and it's 11-8. There's a steal by Woodard as they lofted to the pass looking for Connor Decker. Woodard with a second steal of the ball game. Bullis guarded closely by Dawn Savino. Sydney in a man-to-man. Slauson at the foul line. Over to Newman from the elbow. Scoop to the hoop. With all kinds of contact, gets the ball back a second time, and Woodard follows it up with a shot, and she's fouled by Decker. That's Connor Decker. And Connor Decker with two fouls. First player with two. Five team fouls against Sydney, just one for Unitigo. And it's Woodard back at the line to shoot a pair. Sets and fires this one off the back of the rim, the top of the backboard, and then the front of the rim and off. A scenic tour of the basket and backboard. 6:37 to go in the first half. Second shot by Woodard is good. All right, so she's got six. They close the gap to two, 11-9. Decker. A lot of dribbling for her. Pass to the right side for Dawn Savino. Just a mere 5'1". There's a runner by Savino. And she's fouled by Kayla Comenda. Two shots for Dawn Savino, who hit the three-pointer moments after entering the ball game. Savino is 8-for-19 from the free throw line. Make it 9-for-20. And that's 45%. Sydney led after one quarter, 11-6. It's now 12-9 as the second shot is missed. Slauson picks up the ball, tapped by Newman in her direction. Bullis around the screen by Comenda. Now she's double-teamed, and Savino trying to rip the ball loose. That's a possession arrow. Should be Unitigo's ball. A Sydney start of the quarter with the ball. 6:12 left in the first half. 12-9 Sydney. Loft a pass into Woodard. When in doubt, go there. Oh, pass back to Slauson. And a rather routine pass that got away. So for Sydney, it's Bethany Carl, Dawn Savino, Jolene Crom, Connor Decker, and Kelsey Decker. Substitution, Megan Faulkner comes in. So a much smaller lineup for Unitigo. She replaces Marissa Woodard. Decker around the screen to the, on the left wing. Cross court, dangerous pass to Dawn Savino. Back out, Jolene Crom lets it fly for three, and it's good. Jolene Crom, second three-pointer. Long pass on the inbounds, and it's stolen by Bethany Carl. It went to nobody in particular. Crom from the same spot, no, too hard this time. Rebound lost, and now possession error will be Sydney's ball. And our other official is in the way. Subbing again for Unitigo. Samantha Picard returns, replacing Kayla Comenda. Meanwhile, Hannah Wood will come in, the senior, third year on the varsity for her. She's coming in, replacing Bethany Carl. in the Sydney lineup. Wood, the all-time leading field hockey scorer for Sydney, number 13. Passes right away to Jolene Kreiman in the corner for Kelsey Decker from the baseline. Up and good. Three-pointer for Decker, and the difference in the day in the game doesn't take a rocket scientist to know it's the three-point bomb. 18-9, Sydney suddenly up by nine. Picard can hit it. Does she? No, it's an air ball on the weak side. But Cassidy Newman inside. Blocked on the follow-up by Kelsey Decker. Nice defense. Quickly up the floor. Oh, and a pass punched by Picard. Right back to Kelsey. Dawn Civino down low for Connor Decker. Quick flip out to Kelsey, and the shot is up and off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Slauson. So 18-9, those three-pointers. When they go, they look awful good, and the score looks awful good for Sydney. Slauson from the elbow. It's up and good. Big shot, Emily Slauson, her first basket of the night. In fact, she averages less than 2 points a game, so that's a contribution right there. Kelsey Decker, blocking foul as she tried to drive left baseline against Megan Faulkner, the 5'8 sophomore who's picked up for her first foul. It's only the third foul for Unitigo. Newman will come out, replaced by Marissa Woodard. Kelsey Decker will inbound, 18-11. Oh, nobody had Connor Decker. They changed their play slightly, and she went right down the paint. Kelsey hit her with a perfect pass. Connor Decker's first basket. And a steal, a knock away, and then a steal by Crom. Lost possession of it. She picked it back up. The crowd for Unitigo screaming double dribble. Not sure if that was true or not. Connor Decker back outside to Jolene Crom. Flips it up for three. No, not this time. Woodard rebounds for the Spartans. 20-11, just under the four-minute mark. So it is Bullis going right side this time. Oh, for Woodard inside. Too hard. And she went to the other side to get a rebound. That foul is going to be on Connor Decker of Sydney, her third. So she'll be sub four in between shots. Woodard at the line to shoot two, and the first one's good. Well, I'm not sure she's worked on this or not, but she's looking much better in Sydney. Shooting-wise, Faulkner comes out, Slauson comes out, Newman returns to the ballgame. And Commenda back in for Unitigo. Woodard at the line. She's got 7 points. This one's short. Rebound by Kelsey Decker. 3:48 to go first half. 20-12 Sydney by 8. They've led by as much as 9. Savino and Wood the guards. Jolene Crom on the right wing. Whoa, bad pass. A routine that got knocked away by Commenda, but Jolene Crom kept with it. And there's two players on the floor. Jenna McDonald is back in the game for Sydney. She and Newman get tied up. That's going to be possession arrow pointing green for Unitigo. Pass comes into Picard. Over half court. Guarded by Jolene Crom. Around the screen. Crom picks her moment to knock the ball away. Here comes Riley Janung back in for Hannah Wood. Inbound, it comes to Commenda, guarded very closely by Riley Janung. To the right side for Picard. Picard's going to loft it into Woodard to her opposite side, though. Marissa couldn't hang on. Not a good pass. Sydney goes Crom to Janung. Back outside to Crom, and then Kelsey Decker to the right side swings it for Savino. It's not often that Savino and Janung are in the ballgame at the same time. I think they learned that earlier in the season. Lacking height, those two girls are both 5'1". There's Kelsey Decker with a nice move inside. Gets it to go from about 8 feet out. Decker with 8 points to lead all scorers. Pass is deflected. Almost stolen away. And now they go back on the Unitigo offensive side for Newman. Newman guarded by Kelsey Decker. They go inside to Woodard. She's double-teamed off the glass. One of her best moves of the night. Woodard, strong move for 9 points. Unitigo is going to try to get some more of that. 22-14. traveling violation against Jenna McDonald, who had the high post pass turned around, never dribbled. Bethany Carl comes in replacing Kelsey Decker. We've got 2:24 in the first quarter, in the first half left, and a timeout, short timeout asked for by Brad Aldrich. 22-14, Sydney leading Unitigo in girls MAC action, live on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Davey back at you at Sydney, where Unitigo girls are vying for the upset against Sydney. They were tied at 6 and then fell behind 11-6 and then brought it to 11-9 before three-pointers helped Sydney get out to a 9-point lead. Eventually stretched it to 10. They now lead by 8. Spartan ball, though. Cassidy Newman driving in. Could have shot, but didn't. Passed it back to Picard. Picard to Newman off her knee. She had to chase it down. Pass into Woodard and could not control it on the end line, or else that would have been a very easy 2 points. All right, Savino with her back to Kayla Comenda. Runs into a double team and a push from behind by Cassidy Newman. Checking on that one. Janung might have gotten away with the travel on that. Second foul on Newman. Not 1-1. It's only the fourth team foul. So Janung will inbound. Janung, Riley Janung, Dawn Savino, Jolene Crom, Jenna McDonald, and Bethany Carl. A mighty small lineup in there for Sydney. Savino and Janung playing catch with a guard position. Over to the left side, Crom, three-pointer, no. And it goes to the weak side. Somebody pushed off somebody else. And they'll call Jenna McDonald for pushing off of Courtney Bullis. Jenna McDonald's second foul. And that's going to emit a 1-1. Bonus time for the Spartans. So with a 1-1, they can substitute. Newman will come out. Megan Faulkner returns for Unitigo. Likewise, Taylor Crom replacing Jenna McDonald for Sydney. And at the line is Courtney Bullis. Shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Woodard got up there. Her shot is blocked. Passes back, but right into the hands of Jolene Crom. Long pass up ahead to Savino. Can she save it? No, and slam, she goes into the mat. And this is a girl who missed all of last season. Last year with an ACL, and she's got a pretty big bandage or a pretty big brace on that right leg. She's hoping to play softball in college, she said. Comenda, bounce pass to Picard. Picard trying to go around a screen by Woodard. Back outside. Ooh, tip by Janung, and there's a foul, I believe, Riley Janung. Oh, no. It's going to go on Comenda. That'll be her second. Kayla's got two fouls on her return to action. Only the fifth team foul. Bullis, by the way, had come in 9 for 18 free throw shooting before that 1-1 miss. Long shot out there by Jolene Crom, no good, and a putback by Carl is blocked. Gets the crowd up in arms a little bit. So Unitigo will now put in their eighth and final player that has not seen action. That's Allie Butler, 5'7 junior, replacing Kayla Comenda for the Spartans, and that puts Samantha Picard back at the line on a 1-1. And that foul was on Dawn Savino. No good. On the 1-1. So Savino's first foul. So it's Janung up the floor for Sydney, leading 22-14. Haven't had points in a couple of minutes. Savino holds it for a long time and then passes low, and the ball's kicked. That one is kicked. Kelsey Decker returns for Sydney. Who's she going to take the place of, though? She's going to come in for Jolene Crom. Okay. So Decker adds a little bit of height to the Sydney lineup. 22-14. We're under a minute to go. Under 50 seconds to go. Janung at the top of the key. Zone defense right now by Unitigo, by the way. Savino, a couple of dribbles right side. Gets caught up. Possession arrow, sure enough. Good defense by Megan Faulkner. Clock showing 38 seconds left. 38 and change. Kelsey Decker, three-pointer with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Missed it long. Bethany Carl follows it up. She's long. The rebound to Marissa Woodard. So about a 1-2 second differential. Shot clock and game clock. We'll see how the half plays out. Bullis down the left side. Passes low for Woodard. Nice pass inside. Blocked from behind by Decker. Rebounded, though, by Picard, or the loose ball picked up by Picard. She's going to get two more shots. Well, Unitigo boys last night out hustled Sydney for that victory. Unitigo trying to do the same thing here. Foul will be on Kelsey Decker, her first. And it doesn't matter how many team fouls, that's a two-shot foul. Samantha Picard, 1-for-3 so far. First shot is up and good. 22-15. So Kelsey Decker will come out. Jolene Crom goes back in. Don't want Decker to get a silly second foul. Picard misses. Ed Woodard inside. Way up off the backboard. Actually hit the shot clock. Very erratic shooting inside. She might have thought she was going to get it contested or something, so she put extra energy into it. 9 seconds to go. Jolene Crom down the middle and out of bounds it goes. There was contact. There was a lost ball. Referee takes the simple approach and says Unitigo ball. 6 seconds to go. Let's see how well they can get it down the court. Picard, if they're smart, they throw it to Woodard, and she throws it up from half court with a couple of shuffle steps to boot. That'll give the ball back to Sydney with 1.8 seconds to go. And I think they're gonna bring Kelsey Decker back in as the designated half-court flinger. Because she made one against Una de la Valle. They're going to run for it, and she goes up with a three-point shot. Oh, off the backboard, no good. Well, worth a try anyway. 22-15, Sydney went on a little bit of a tear at the end of the first and beginning of the second quarters. Unitigo has nudged back into it. They trail by 7. It's Sydney 22, Unitigo 15. Stick around. We've got scoring and recap, and we have maybe an update from Bainbridge Guilford as well, and what happened in last night's action. The boys mostly. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball, the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Show on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. We're at Sydney High School. It's kind of calm, quiet, and peaceful here at halftime, and time for our halftime report. It's Sydney 22, Unitigo 15, Mac Girls Basketball on WCDO, and time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions during this freezing cold weather with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-H-E-A-T. Well, we had ties at 2, 3, and 6 to start out the game. They were long in coming. And then Sydney got some power off the bench from Dawn Savino and Jolene Crom hitting three-pointers. Kelsey Decker with a steal for a basket. And next thing you know, it was 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. And then Sydney tore it up a little bit more and went up 18-9. And then settling in again with three-pointers as the catalyst for that. And then Unitigo mustered a little bit of a comeback, finishing 7 points down at 22-15. Sydney is led by as much as 10, and that was at 22-12. So, like I said, 3 points coming back from that for Unitigo, all from the line, except for a basket. Well, no, I guess one free throw and a basket by Marissa Woodard. So the scoring goes like this. Marissa Woodard does indeed lead all scorers. She's got 9 points. She is also 3-4-7 from the foul line. Cassidy Newman has a basket for two. Samantha Picard, 2-for-5 from the line. Courtney Bullis, 0-for-1. And Emily Slauson has the only other basket. There are 5 field goals for Unitigo. They are not a 3-point shooting team. They've made 7 the entire year. They have not made one tonight. They are 5-for-13 from the charity stripe. For Sydney, they've got Kelsey Decker with 8 points to lead the way. Dawn Savino has a 3-pointer and has a foul shot in 2 tries for 4. Bethany Carl with the basket for 2. 2 3-pointers for Jolene Crown, one in the first, one in the second. And Connor Decker had an easy layup basket off an inbounds play for 2 points. So Sydney just 2-for-4 from the foul line. And only 4 2-point field goals, but they have 4 3-point field goals. And so they have that 22-15 lead. Bainbridge Guilford leading Green at halftime. The score there 20-14 after a 6-6 first quarter tie. And again, keeping an eye on that because BG is in the hunt for the final four. I'm not sure about Green, whether they're on the outside looking in, but with that win over Unitigo last week, a mild upset, they might possibly be in the hunt for the top four, along with Harpersville, who is pretty much a lock, Unadilla Valley, and Sydney. Games last night, BG boys lost to Green 60-25. It was not a good scoring night for the Bobcats. They had a bunch of guys with 5 points or less in that one. Green had Zach Wentlett with 18 points to lead their team. Josh Hurlbert chipped in with 10. Sydney, of course, defeated or was defeated by Unitigo 51-41, a game that was Unitigo's to win for most of it. Sydney did come back to tie it at 36-36, and then the Spartans went on a 15-5 run. And as I've said all along, simply out-hustled the Sydney Warriors to keep undefeated in the MAC. Sydney with two losses now, so they're still trying to cling to the number three or number four position there. They've lost to Unitigo and to Green, who are the top two teams right now. Harpersville boys, it was a roller coaster ride in their game with Afton. They were trailing Afton on the road 12-10 and then outscored the Crimson Knights 21-10 in the second quarter and extended their lead by two in the third quarter, and then Afton made a charge late, and they shot 30 free throws. Afton shot 30 free throws. That's nothing. Harpersville shot 36. The Hornets were 17 for 36 from the line. Afton Crimson Knights were 18 for 30. Harpersville was led by Devin Dean and John Andrews, each with 18 points. Afton was led by Darian Heath with 18 and Kyle Hemman with 15. And I don't see that Matt Owen was in that game. I'm not sure if he's hurt or not. Unadilla Valley defeated Oxford to stay in the hunt, 54-35. It was a nice balanced effort. Brent Hanselmeyer with 14 points. David Dufresne with 10. And looking for anything else. Oh, the girls. Harpersville over Afton last night, 59-41. Again, they played without Tatiana Sosnowski, who was questionable for tomorrow night's game. Miranda Drummond, though, took care of things. 11 for 12 from the free throw line, 26 points in all. She offset Peyton Cutting's 12 points, leading Afton 59-41. Harpersville went out to a 25-5 lead, and then Afton fought back, so I got to give them credit for that. All right, we're about a minute away from starting the second half. We'll take a short break, come back, second half. Will Unitigo be able to climb the seven-point mountain, or will Sydney hang on and win and stay undefeated? We'll find out. Girls MAC action, 22-15, Sydney leads at the half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovel Mino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and every one is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scovel Mino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we start the second half. Unitigo in possession of the basketball. The routine start by Courtney Bullis as she heads dribbling left. Well, she dribbled into Bethany Carl's defense, and then Riley Janung wound up coming from behind and committing a foul. So they play on as that foul gave Unitigo back the ball, a missed shot. We are caught up now with Kelsey Decker having the ball for Sydney off to Bethany Carl. Carl, Riley Janung, Taylor Crom, Kelsey Decker, and Jenna McDonald. Pass is stolen by Newman. That's because Janung gave up her dribble too soon. Newman down in the paint, stolen away in the paint by Jenna McDonald. Turnover City here to start the second half. Up the floor comes Carl. Nobody had her until the foul line, and then Newman seals her off. Decker she's going to fake the three. Dribble in against, nice pass across the key for Bethany Carl. Kelsey Decker's pass to Bethany Carl. Her second basket makes it 24-15. First minute in the books of the third quarter. Bullis coming to the left, passing to Picard. Picard down low for Woodard, out of her reach, out of bounds, turned back over to Sydney. Unitigo has Cassidy Newman, Marissa Woodard, Samantha Picard, Kayla Kamenda, and Courtney Bullis. Both teams man-to-man right now. Carl, back out to a safety valve pass to Kelsey Decker. She's at the elbow. Back out to Janung. Almost goes back court. 12 on the shot clock. High post. Pass to Taylor Crown. The back door to Kelsey Decker. Decker got bottled up there. Back out to Crown. Her elbow shot is missed. Hit nothing. Went out of bounds. So we'll see if the Spartans can light up the scoreboard a little bit more than they did in the first half. They are possibly going to do that from the foul line the way it's going. Riley Janung with a quick third foul. Two in a row here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Newman driving in and trying to pass to Woodard, and there comes another foul on Sydney. That foul will be on Taylor Crom. Her second. So Dawn Savino called into action beginning of the third quarter. Commenda from the left baseline. Her shot misses short. Woodard hustles out there to get the rebound. Picard from the three-point area. That's short. Woodard rebounds again off the glass, and that's going to fall off the rim to the frustration of many Unitico folks, hoping that one it in and a foul. But two at the line as Kelsey Decker cited for her second foul. So right away, four team fouls for Sydney. Less than 2 minutes in. And Marissa Woodard has gotten a lot of free throw opportunities, more than normal. And she's making more than normal. She came in shooting less than 25%. And not quite two in a row. Just missed. Carl rebounds, 24-16. Carl gets around Picard. Newman follows her step by step. Picard. Or the pass down low for McDonald. A little sloppy. A travel called on Kelsey Decker. Good call by the official. That one's been let go a few times on the ball fake. Nice to know those calls are still enforced. Not all the time, but they're still at least attempted to be enforced. 5:51 to go third quarter. 24-16. Sydney by 8. Kayla Commenda got a pass stolen away by Bethany Carl. Carl, the hesitation move to get by Commenda on the offense now. To Decker, fakes the three, goes at the elbow, and it'll be a holding call inside. That's going to go on, looks like Courtney Bullis, her first foul. And the first team foul on Unitigo. Pass down low, knocked away, kicked away, something away by the green shirts. Decker will inbound on the other side now. On the near side, they're going the basket to my right. Unitigo to my left. They swing it to Savino at the top of the key. Nice move to get around Commenda. A little 10-footer good by the little 5-footer, Dawn Savino. This is their largest lead of the second half and of the game. They had a 10-point lead at 22-12. Now they got a 26-16 lead and a blocking call along the baseline on Taylor Crom. That'll be her third. And if nothing else, the fouls are mounting to the point where, like I said, Unitigo will be shooting a lot of free throws if they keep this up. Bullis, nobody moving for Unitigo into Commenda, and a holding call will go against Sydney. That'll be a Dawn Savino, her second. Bullis goes up, way up for Woodard. Woodard from the elbow, and short rebound. Picard, nice hustle. It'll go out of bounds, though. Sydney's basketball at the five-minute mark. Savino comes up the middle, passes to the right for Carl. Bethany to the elbow. Tried to look back door, didn't have it there. Looked for Jenna McDonald there. Goes instead to Kelsey Decker. Now to a high post for Crom. Crom bounce pass to Carl. And there's a foul before anything else can go on. That'll be a Unitigo foul. That will not be a shooting foul. That's Cassidy Newman's third. So that's a concern. Kelsey Decker will inbound. Goes to Savino in the near corner. Savino, one dribble and done. Off to Decker, try to set a back screen. And a pass across the middle stolen by Cassidy Newman. She's going to dribble up hard on the left side and gets hit by Carl. Jenna McDonald came from behind and tried to steal the ball away. But that foul is definitely on Bethany Carl, but only her first. And that's already 17 fouls against the Lady Warriors, and we haven't even gone 3.5 minutes into the second half. This is the two-shot foul, though. Newman misses the first. She's been held at just 2 points. Newman's averaged 11 points a game. Her last effort, the 15 points against Green. But she struggled against Harpersville. Second shot is good, and she'll be subbed for. Sitting down with 3 fouls and 3 points, replaced by Megan Faulkner. All right, 26-17. Sydney by 9, and the ball. Savino straight up the middle. And there's going to be a... Oh, they're going to call a holding foul on Kayla Comenda. Savino basically tripped over the leg. Foul will be Kayla's third, so Comenda and Newman both with 3. Kelsey Decker dribbling against Courtney Bullis. Pass down low. Picked off by Woodard. Nice job, Marissa Woodard. Whoa! And then Woodard tangled up with Crom, and somebody let go, and Crom went crashing to the hardwood. So that possession arrow, simply put, is Sydney's ball. Decker to Taylor Crom. Boy, if it were her sister, she'd have shot it there, a wide open on the three-point area. McDonald going back door looking for Kelsey Decker. Stepping in is Marissa Woodard. 26-17, Unitigo down by 9. Bullis to Comenda, 20 on the shot clock. Being guarded very closely by Bethany Carl. Comenda can't go anywhere. Hands it off to Bullis. Bullis driving hard on the right side as she runs out of room. Back outside to Comenda. Comenda passes to Emily Slauson in the game. The three-point heave. It's going to go out. And Woodard could not, sensing it was going to be an air ball, couldn't get there fast enough to catch it. Quick substitution. Woodard comes out and Comenda comes out for Unitigo. Newman back in there with the three fouls along with Samantha Picard. Don Savino for Sydney. Dribbles to the right side and puts it up from the baseline, and it's blocked. Simply put, blocked. Recovered by Newman. Now it's Courtney Bullis at the elbow. Stops, passes inside to Cassidy Newman, and foul from behind by Taylor Crown. That will be her fourth foul. But more importantly for Unitigo, that's 1-1. It's rare that it would happen this soon. Checking in for Sydney, replacing Taylor Crown with her fourth, is Connor Decker, but Connor's got 3 fouls. And now another substitution. Sydney will bring in Jolene Crom to replace Jenna McDonald. So Sydney's lineup shuffling a bit. So Newman at the line for 1-1. It's good. I think Unitigo has to accept the fact that they're going to get a lot of foul shots, and they need to make the most of them despite their team collective shooting of 42%. Second shot. Could make it a 7-point game. No, this one's no good. The ball out of bounds. It will be Sydney's ball. Woodard checks back in after a brief rest for Unitigo, replacing Cassidy Newman. They'll do a defense-offense switch here. 3:17 to go. It's something Bob Conway is very good at. Nice quick give and go to avoid the double team for Sydney. Carl right down the middle. Stops at the foul line. Back to Decker for 3. Kelsey's shot. Wow, wild off the bank, off the backboard. No good. Bullis rebounds for Unitigo, and there is a foul called. And it looks like it's going to go on Bullis. Courtney Bullis called for the foul. That's her second. Team's fourth of this half. Inbounds, it comes to Bethany Carl. She's in the deep corner. Ducker for three, air ball. Connor Decker trying to keep it in play on the opposite side. And apparently it went out of bounds off of Unitigo. So Kelsey Decker will inbound from the near side. Pass comes, well, it's kicked. So the ball's going to roll all the way down to the other side. 2:56 on the third period clock, 26-18. Nobody's scoring tons of points. Sydney seems to come in bunches from the three-point line. It is Jolene Crown driving in, hard off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, misses it a second time. Nice try, though, for Jolene Crown. She stayed with it. Likewise, Unitigo rebounding, and there's Jolene Crown trying to reach in against Courtney Bullis, committing another foul. Well, for Jolene Crown, I've got her down for just one, but it's another free throw opportunity for Unitigo, and this is what's going to get them back in the game. At the line, Courtney Bullis, she missed a 1-1 in the second quarter. This is the last 1-1. Everything after this is going to be 2 points, or two shots. Shot is up, and it's no good, so missed the opportunity there. 26-18, Sydney still by eight. Unitigo's not gotten any closer than seven since they trailed by 10. Nice back door to Jolene Crom. Off the glass, good, and she's fouled. That's the play of the night that counts for two for Sydney. That's the high post pass, the weak side cut, and Jolene Crown, the beneficiary. Here's the three-point follow-up, and it's good. Crown with nine, make it ten. Or check that, eight, make it nine. 2 3-pointers and 1 3-point play the old-fashioned way. That's the largest lead for Sydney now at 11 points, 29-18. Here comes Bullis in a crowd and called for travel. Although there was contact in there, and she fell down, 2:17 on the clock. Sydney trying to extend that lead. Newman will come into the game, replacing Megan Faulkner for Unitigo. Likewise, Kayla Cabenda will get the buzzer. She'll come in replacing Emily Slauson. A lot of underclassmen on this Unitigo team. Slauson and Faulkner are sophomores. Here comes Savino down the floor, backing it out to the left side now for Kelsey Decker. Decker on a screen by Carl. Hands it off to Jolene Crom. She lost possession of it. It's turned back over to the Unitigo Spartans with the 2:02 mark of the third quarter. Cabenda got the ball tipped away by Decker. Recovers it. Cabenda inside. Woodard. It's good. Quickly done. Dozen points now for Marissa Woodard, 29-20. Unitigo trailing by nine, still trying to get that recovery from the three-pointers from Sydney. There's Decker, shot blocked by Newman. Nice block there. And a steal by Decker along the baseline. The bank shot up and good by Carl. Well, Kelsey Decker got the loose ball, passed it right to Bethany Carl, and Bethany puts it in. She's got 6 points. Picard looking down low for Newman. It's off the leg of somebody and recovered on an air ball shot, unfortunately for Unitigo, and we'll see it go back over to Sydney. 1:03 to go in the third quarter. There's a bomb from Savino. Missed it. Rebound Woodard, and it's out of bounds off of Bethany Carl. Could have been a two-shot foul for Woodard. They'll long pass it to Newman. Gives it right back to Bullis. Up the right side she goes. Passing along the end line, but took too many steps. Mental mistake there. Sydney by 11, 31-20. 51 seconds left in this third quarter. Inbounds it comes to Savino. Unitigo can't set up a double team. Savino crossover dribble into the paint. She's going to squirt through there and get to Kelsey Decker. Decker driving in hard off the drag for the layup. Missed it. Woodard rebounds. And there comes a two-shot foul for Marissa as she just simply outlet, going on the outlet pass, and her hand gets hit. Foul will be on Kelsey Decker. So Sydney playing some reckless defense. at this point, and Unitico not able to capitalize. They are 4-for-7 so far, so everything else is a two-shot foul. Woodard short on that shot. She leads all scores with 12. Newman comes out. Comenda comes out. Slauson goes in. Allie Butler, number 13 for Unitigo, checks in. This would get it down to 10 points. Shot is up, and it's no good. Going for her own rebound. Oh, Jolene Crom gets it for Sydney, and as she's falling, throws it to Connor Decker. Now Kelsey Decker has it, guarded by Courtney Bullis. 24 seconds to go. High post pass to Carl. To Kelsey Decker. Bank shot. Not intended, I'm sure. Blocked by Woodard on the shot by Crom. Kelsey Decker recovers. Nice no-look pass to Connor Decker. She fakes, goes back outside. Kelsey for three. Yes! Right before the four-second buzzer. Well, there's 2.9 seconds to go. Three-pointer by Kelsey Decker gives her 11 to lead Sydney. 2.9 seconds to go. This is the largest lead for the Lady Warriors at 14. Substitution, Jenna McDonald comes in for Kelsey Decker, hoping not to get that fourth. That's a good move for them. And the inbounds, it comes to Slauson, and there just won't be a shot to be had. 34-20. Sydney's largest lead is right here and right now as they take it into the fourth quarter, trying to maintain that unbeaten MAC record. They're 8 minutes away from doing so. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back in Sydney for the fourth quarter. Unitigo and Sydney girls in the MAC. Unitigo 4-3 record. Sydney 6-0. I believe they still need a makeup with Hancock. I could be wrong on that. Somehow don't have that. Don't have those results, but at least Sydney has not lost in MAC play. That I can tell you. And we start the fourth quarter with Unitigo's basketball. Emily Slauson. Oh, my goodness. Jenna McDonald being called for a push. Emily Slauson will get two freebies at the line, and that's the way it's been. Unfortunately for Unitigo, they had all kinds of tries in the third quarter, but they were only 3-for-9. They are 8-for-22 free throw shooting right now. And that foul on McDonald is her third. Sydney has a lot of people with a lot of fouls. Slauson to shoot two. She's got one basket for 2 points so far, and her first shot is no good. On the season, Emily is 0-for-5 with that miss there. And she's over the line on that next try that didn't make it either. And we see Nicole Smith for Sydney come check in for the first time, replacing Jenna McDonald. Nicole Smith in her second, maybe third year on the varsity, 5'9 senior, number 21. Full court, a nice play by Slauson on the steal, but her shot won't go. And it's turned right over to Dawn Savino, who comes down for Sydney. Pulls back on the offense. Guarded closely by Slauson. There's going to be a kick. Oh, really? Well, they're going to let Sydney inbound under their basket. The kick was at the foul line. It's kind of weird. Inbound, it goes to Connor Decker. Back outside, Dawes Savino. The fake, now the shot from the foul line. It's off the back of the rim. Batted up, batted around. Out of bounds. Touch last by Connor Decker. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Sydney has Bethany Carl and Nicole Smith and Connor Decker, Dawn Savino, and Jolene Crom. They're all on the defense. Courtney Bullis, Emily Slauson, Marissa Woodard, Allie Butler, and Samantha Picard. Hand it off to Bullis. Bullis down the left side she goes. Pass into Woodard. Off the glass. Well, she never got the shot. It got hit back and a foul called. Foul is on Decker, her fourth. That's Connor Decker's fourth. Keep forgetting I have to differentiate between Kelsey Decker and Connor Decker. So at the line, Marissa Woodard, 12 points. So far, this shot misses. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 shots so far. 4 for 12, a little better than her season average of 23%. But not much. She get a second shot. It's up. And it's no good either. So five in a row missed. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's ball. Megan Faulkner checks in for the Spartans, replacing Marissa Woodard. 7:20 left in this ball game. Sydney, their largest lead, and nobody has scored in the fourth quarter. It's 35-20. Savino all the way down the floor takes it as far as she can, puts the ball up, and is fouled in the act of shooting. And that's Emily Slauson's second foul for Unitigo. They have six team fouls. Savino, 1 for 2 shooting from the line, making 2 for 3. She picks up her seventh point. We'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense, and Acco Brands All-Purpose Award following this game. Two in a row for Savino, and she didn't even hit the rim on either one. 36-20. Up the floor, Bullis from Comenda, right back to Comenda. Bounce pass to the high post for Newman. It's going to go out of bounds. I think it's Spartan ball. Yes. Timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski. We've still got 7:01 to play. Can Unitigo spark a comeback? They trail 36-20 against Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Seems like it's been a long fourth quarter, and I look up and it's still 7:01 on the clock, so less than a minute. The only points coming out of it, two free throws by Dawn Savino, extending Sydney's largest lead of the game to 16, 36-20. Unitigo to inbound. They go to Megan Faulkner. Outside, the pass to Emily Slauson. To the right side for Cassidy Newman. Coming around the screen is Comenda. Ball mixed up there. Jolene Crom gets the recovery. Crossover dribble. Driving in. Puts it up. Floater and... ouch. Blocking call. Megan Faulkner's second foul of the game. Sydney, not that foul trouble is all that important right now, unless they start dropping like flies, but Jolene Crom makes the first one, giving her 10 points. There are two players on Sydney with four fouls, Taylor Crom and Connor Decker. And that is a second shot no good for Jolene Crum. Good balanced effort by Sydney tonight. And they haven't had many free throws, but they've made a decent amount. One of their better free throw shooting nights. Steal in the backcourt by Dawn Savino, but steal right back by Courtney Bullis. And then the pass to a streaking Newman, and a nice ad-lib play for a basket for Unitigo. And a pass thrown away, but touched by Unitigo before it went out of bounds. And a timeout asked for by Coach Brad Aldrich. 6:17 left in this one. Another break we take. 37-22. Unitigo trailing Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
The Umpadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just saying. Oh, man, 6:17. I guess with a 60-second timeout is back and we only take a 30-second break. Hey, by the way, I have a little extra time. I hope people heard the interview tonight with Caitlin Jackson. That I interviewed her on Monday night, the only night I have off. Caitlin and her family, Mother Terry and Father John, came into the studio, the production room at WCDO, and I did a nice interview about almost 20 minutes long, edited it down to about 15-16 minutes. She is a very self-assured young lady, and it was such a joy to talk with her. And you just have that sense that she's going to do some great things. And that interview will play again after the Saturday 10 a.m. news. So listen for it in its entirety, sponsored by Skill and Jewelers of Norwich. All right, back to the action here. 6:15 to play. Sydney with the basketball and a 15-point lead. Dawn Savino has the ball at the top of the key for the Lady Warriors. Savino to Kelsey Decker on the right side. She stops and pops for three, and it's off the rim. It's going to go into the corner. Saved by Bullis. She could have let it go out of bounds. Pass is deflected and stolen by Kelsey Decker. Sharp, quick hands by Kelsey Decker. Savino at the top of the key. Maybe she'll let one fly. Nope. Guarded by Slauson. 18 on the shot clock. Kelsey Decker looking, and the ball flicked away by Courtney Bullis. So an inbounds play with 15 on the clock. Savino, almost a backcourt. Saved into the hands of Jolene Crom. Decker drives in. Oh, traveling is the call. And that was pretty obvious for all of us who were watching it. It was a good drive until that third step. 5.5 minutes to go. Pass up. Oh, backcourt. Cassidy with a mental blunder there. Passing it back to Kayla Comenda after Cassidy had crossed half court, but not Kayla. Back to Sydney it goes. So the Warriors going to try to hold on here. 5:20 left in the game. Kelsey Decker looks to the left. Now goes back door to the right for Jolene Crom. Gets around Newman. The reverse layup. No, it's no good. Rebound Comenda. Nice job by 5-3, Kayla Comenda. One of the seniors on the Unitigo team along with Marissa Woodard. And Courtney Bullis. Shot inside by Newman. No good. She battles for the rebound. A little turnaround. No, almost wedged in. We had a wedgie shot off a free throw in the JV game tonight. Late in the game. Decker driving in hard. Passes along to Nicole Smith. Her shot nowhere near the basket. She smiles knowing she was just caught in a terrible spot to try to shoot. A ball deflected. Kelsey Decker recovers, and then her thing is knocked, and Sydney's ball. And even though they don't have to stop the clock because Sydney had the ball, they are going to stop it. Cassidy Newman was left unprotected with the body-to-body collision with Kelsey Decker. Decker came out of it okay, but Cassidy Newman did not. She hit the deck hard. And she's holding ankle or foot.
somewhere down there. So Coach Bynum, the place is totally quiet. Bonskowski and Coach JV Coach Beams are out there. And everybody's being very nice, very courteous, and I can't raise my voice. Well, tomorrow night we'll be at Harpersville. The Harpersville girls, undefeated overall, as Cassidy gets up. She's going to walk it off on her own power, but that could be a very sore ankle. Seton Catholic at Harpersville girls basketball tomorrow night, and then girls basketball again on Friday night as Sydney travels down to Bainbridge Guilford. BG defeated Green tonight, 46-27. So BG still in the hunt in the final four spots for the MAC with a little over a week to go. 4:23 on the clock, 37-22 Sydney. And they put the ball into play. Bounce pass to the right by Decker to Don Savino. Runs into a brick wall there with Marissa Woodard. They pass it around the other side. Carl, double team. And there's collision everywhere. Contact all around. It will be possession arrow Sydney's favor. All of that for a jump ball. Wow, they don't even call it a jump ball. It's alternate possession. Up to the top of the key for Crom. Crom, a floating shot, hits the front of the rim. Woodard jumps for the rebound. Outlets to Emily Slauson. Under 4 minutes to go. Sydney playing the defense now. And a ball thrown away. Bullis intended for Commenda. Right through the hands and out of bounds. Allie Butler comes in for Megan Faulkner. Sydney has Dawn Savino, Jolene Crom, Kelsey Decker, Nicole Smith, and Bethany Carl. Savino to the right. It's Kelsey Decker on the screen. Does not shoot the three. Passes to Jolene Crom. She's going for the save, but it's into the hands of Slauson. All right, so Bullis guarded closely by Dawn Savino. Trying to work to her strength. It's just her left side. Slauson, three-point area, stolen on the run by Carl. It's Carl off to the races. I don't think anyone's going to catch her. The lefty layup is good. Bethany Carl wakes up the Sydney crowd that had fallen a slumber. 39-22, nearly a steal. Well, there is a steal. Nicole Smith has the loose ball. Kelsey Decker fires for three. High arcing shot, nothing but net. Well, Kelsey Decker with her third three-pointer of the night. And it's now a 20-point lead. Spartans losing their continuity. And Sydney seeming to gain some momentum. Well, back to a foul call, but Unitiga 0 for 4 from the line this quarter. The foul will be on Jolene Crom of Sydney, her second. At the line, Kayla Commenda, who has not scored on her return to action. Commenda at the line this year, just one of three, misses the first one. Substitution, Samantha Picard, the 5'4 sophomore, comes back in, replacing Courtney Bullis. Second shot is also no good, so 0 for 6 Unitigo free throw shooting. Carl gets away from Woodard, over half court, lead pass to Nicole Smith, her shot misses short. Rebound Slauson. We're off to the races. 2:24 left in the ball game. Commenda. Oops. Went to pass it. Her person she was going to pass to was covered, and she couldn't recoil. So Sydney is going to put this one away. They lead by 20, 42-22. They have held Unitigo to just one basket in the fourth quarter. Decker back outside. Jolene Crom lets it fly. Same spot as Decker moments ago. Same result. Jolene Crom with 13. All right, so Unitigo still trying to get a basket here, there, or anywhere. Ellie Butler along the baseline. Passes looking for Woodard. No, it's Kelsey Decker with a recovery. Good steal there. 1:34 to go. Jolene Crown back out to Carl. Little 10-footer. Good. Bethany Carl with 10 points. So Sydney with three players in double figures and another one with eight. And the timeout asked for by, I think, a timeout for a substitution, really, as Woodard comes out. And I think she's done for the night with 12 points. Free throws for her. One, two, three, four makes. Ouch. Picard stops her dribble to Emily Slauson. Slauson into Allie Butler. She could have turned around, put it up, almost went in. Rolled off the rim on the weak side, picked up by Carl on the rebound. Under a minute to play now. Sydney, 47-22. Nice backdoor pass to little Dawn Savino, and she puts it up off the glass. Good. Savino with 10 points. Good pass by Decker. 45 seconds to go. Sydney continuing some intense defense. Kamenda passes to Butler. Butler picked off by Savino. Well, I don't think she should have picked it up and dribbled again, but I guess they let her go on that. 30 seconds to go. Kamenda, just for the effect, comes up, bumps Savino. That'll be her fourth. 25.8 seconds to go, and it now is a 1-1 for Dawn Savino. She's 3-for-4 so far, free throw shooting. This one no good, so she won't get another. Ball comes down into the hands of both Picard and Smith. That's a... Apparently they're going to call Nicole Smith for a hold on that. So Samantha Picard is back at the line. She is 2-for-5. Shot is up, and it is good. Samantha Picard shooting 50%. Savino comes out, Crom comes out, Carl comes out, Janung goes in, Jenna McDonald goes in, and Hannah Wood goes in for Sydney. And Picard will make them both. Good for her. 4-for-7 for Samantha Picard. Final 17 seconds. And I think they're going to just finish this up. Now they're glancing up at the clock, and she keeps dribbling. And passing over to Riley Janung. Janung will... Oh, she is going to shoot it. Shouldn't have done that. 49-24, though, the final. Sydney wins this one going away. Never led by less than 7 in the whole second half. 49-24, they get the win. And I get to do the totals. We're coming up with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense, and Acklebrand's All-Purpose Award. It's coming up in the postgame show, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, back here at Sydney, where the Lady Warriors had a little sluggish start, but once they put in some super subs like Don Savino and Jolene Crom, things really started to click. And while they didn't amass a lot of points in a short amount of time, they certainly put enough points up to make it 49-24, the final score, and probably the fourth quarter there, outscoring Unitigo just 15-4, and putting 7 3-pointers on the board. Sydney with a strong effort to stay unbeaten in the league. So let's go through the scoring recap for Unitigo. Well, half of their points were scored by Marissa Woodard, 4 field goals, 4 out of 7 two-point field goals. Unitigo got just 7 field goals the entire game, 4 of them by Marissa Woodard. She was 4 for 13 from the foul line. Her first half, not bad. It was 3 for 7, but second half, just 1 for 6. 4 for 13 total. Cassidy Newman left the game with an injury. She had 2 of the other 3 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line, and 6 points. The other basket was a second period basket by Emily Slauson. She was 0 for 2 from the line. She finished with 2. And the only other person scoring was Samantha Picard, who went 4 for 7 from the line for 4 points. All in all, Unitigo was 10 for 30 from the foul line. So they got a lot of foul shot opportunities, could not make the most of it, and just 7 two-pointers. They are not a three-point shooting team. They did not attempt any tonight in regular play. I mean, before the end of a quarter, but that was it. So 24 points, another great defensive effort by the Sydney Warriors, taking advantage of their defensive skills. And tonight for Sydney, a great balanced effort. 4 players in double figures. That's probably their best offensive effort as far as sharing the wealth. They were led by Kelsey Decker with 14 points, 3 3-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 1 for 2 from the line. 13 points for Jolene Crom off the bench, 3 3-pointers for her as well, a 3-point play, 2 for 3 overall from the line, 13 points for the sophomore Jolene Crom. And Bethany Carl and Dawn Savino, 2 other seniors, finished with 10 points. Carl did it with 5 baskets, 4 in the second half. Dawn Savino scored in every quarter. She had 2 points, or 2 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 3 for 5 from the line for 10. So Sydney was not at the line much, but they were fine with their 6 for 10 shooting, upping their percentage just ever so slightly, because they were shooting 47% coming in. They shot 60% tonight. 7 3-pointers on a very good effort there, and 22 points from inside the arc. Time now for our post-game awards on WCDO, and again, they'll go to Sydney, but boy, it'll be tough to figure out who's going to be who, because it was such a balanced effort. But we'll start with let's start tonight with a Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and I wish I had stats to verify this, but we'll go with it anyway. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports, as always, on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And tonight's defense is going to go to Dawn Savino tonight. Number 2, Dawn Savino. She certainly was in the face of the ball handlers for Unitigo tonight. And I was impressed that she stayed out of foul trouble, but number 2 was so pesky. When a team doesn't have a stellar ball handler, Dawn Savino gets right in their face and takes advantage of it. She had several steals, and I thought overall did a nice defensive job, and she will win D for Dawn and D for defense tonight, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Outstanding offense tonight will go to Jolene Crom, sophomore for Sydney. I think that's the second time she's won that. Against Athens, she had 10 points in the fourth quarter when they came from behind. This time, she scored in every quarter, but she came off the bench, hit a three in the first quarter and second quarter, and then hit a three-point play in the third quarter, and just pretty much was consistent with her offense. She didn't take a whole lot of shots, and when she did, they either went in or they were close. I don't think she took a whole lot of shots in tonight's game. So 13 points for Jolene Crom. She will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and let's remind you that NBT Bank is always putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And finally, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and remind you to attend all games from all the schools that you want and cheer on these young athletes. You'll be impressed. So tonight's Echo Brands All-Purpose Award will go to Kelsey Decker. And again, I don't have stats to back this up, except for 14 points, three three-pointers, but I can also tell you that she had a number of blocks, deflections, and rebounds inside, and she had quite the task tonight in guarding Marissa Woodard, and more than held her own, and again, came up with some nice blocks along the way, and was and I think she plays her best sometimes when she does look for other teammates on the offensive end. She had two, maybe three assists tonight, and this is a team, let me tell you, their stats, I'm looking at their stat sheet, they don't have many assists. Nobody came into this game with more than 10 assists in 11 games on the season. In fact, the leader was Hannah Wood with 7. So for Kelsey to get two or three assists tonight's a good, well-rounded, and all-purpose kind of game. So congratulations to Kelsey Decker for the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. So like I said, Sydney bumps to 7-0 in the MAC, and will now face Bainbridge Guilford on Friday night. Unitigo drops to 4-4 overall, and they will now face Hancock on Friday night at home, and then two more home games, Shenango Forks at home and Afton at home, all for the one non-league and two league games, and then we'll be at Unadilla Valley to finish out their season on Thursday, January 30th. Congratulations to our award winners and to Sydney for winning tonight. JV's also for Sydney win 24-21, and a reminder, Bainbridge Guilford won tonight 46-27 against Green. So that sets up a nice Sydney-BG matchup on Friday night, and that's where we'll be. But tomorrow night, Harpersville hosting Seton Catholic in a non-league game against two very good girls basketball teams that may face each other in Section 4 Class C later on. You never know. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station, all the folks who logged on tonight from Florida, from Norwich, from Binghamton, from New York City, all over the place tonight. We appreciate you tuning in on this cold, cold winter night. So for WCDO Radio Sports, my name is Greg Davey. Again, the final score, Sydney girls win 49-24 over their neighborhood rivals, the Lady Spartans of Unitigo, and you heard it on your all-live AM and FM local sports leader, WCDO. Good night.